In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. And a blessed and beautiful Lord's Day to each and every one of you. Today in the church, we celebrate the second feast of All Saints. Last Sunday was truly All Saints in the entire church. This Sunday is All Local Saints. In our case, of course, that would be All Saints of North America. And between the stories of the early missionaries who left everything behind in their Russian monasteries and cathedrals, and they traveled all the way across Siberia to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the native Alaskan people. Between their witness of leaving everything behind, and then the story that we heard in this morning's gospel of Jesus calling the first four disciples who leave everything, including their boats, their equipment, their business, their livelihood, their father even. Between the witnesses of those first North American missionaries and those first disciples centuries earlier, we notice they have at least one thing in common. For the sake of their faith in Jesus Christ, they left everything behind. They surrendered what they had. They surrendered what they did. They surrendered what they knew. They surrendered what they believed for the sake of their faith in Jesus Christ. At least they tried to. They tried to. At first, they may not have been quite so good at it. Or put it this way, it's one thing to leave behind your fishing equipment or a boat. It's quite another thing to leave behind how you think or what you believe for the sake of your faith in Jesus Christ. I mean, let's look at the word faith itself for a minute. If I were to ask you, what is the opposite of faith? Most people would say, well, the opposite of faith is unbelief. And that's partly true. If faith is here, then unbelief is over here. That much is certain. But faith has another opposite in the opposite direction. Faith is a middle ground. Faith is a narrow way between two extremes. Faith's opposite on the one hand is unbelief, but its opposite on the other hand is certainty. When I am certain about something or someone, it means I have closed the door to learning or to changing. Faith says, I will follow Christ wherever he leads me. Certainty says, here I stand. One of the most important things those first disciples had to leave behind was their certainty. Now let's take a look at Peter first. When Jesus mentions for the first time that he's going to be betrayed and crucified, Peter about blows a gasket, right? He says, no way. There is no way that the Messiah is going to be betrayed and crucified. Absolutely not. He was so certain that a crucifixion did not fit in the plans of what he thought a Messiah would be, or that should not be on the Messiah's agenda, that he argues with the Son of God. He said, no, this is what's right, Lord. You're wrong. If Peter had been operating from a place of faith in that moment, he would have received what Christ said. But he was operating from a place of certainty, which failed him. Or let's look at James and John. When Jesus first tells them that he's establishing a kingdom, James and John are so certain they know what this means that they request, or really demand, they go up to Jesus and say, Teacher, we want you to do whatever we say. And their demand is that they be Prince One and Prince Two in Christ's kingdom. Their exact words are, let us sit at your right hand and your left in glory. Again, they were not operating out of a place of faith, but a place of certainty. And don't even get me started about the time that James and John asked Jesus to burn an entire village with fire simply because they wouldn't let them lodge there. I mean, their idea of the Messiah was this military political leader that was going to drive out the enemies. They hadn't yet learned to listen in their heart to the ministry of Jesus Christ. And the problem with certainty, The problem with certainty is that it leaves no room for me being wrong. It leaves no room for my own errors. It leaves no room for my own misunderstanding. It leaves no space for me to grow. It leaves no room for my willingness to change or to repent. I mean, the word repent literally means to change your mind, to change your mind. But when I'm certain about something, the last thing I'm willing to do is change my mind about it. In spite of the fact that the very first thing Christ tells us to do is to repent, to change our mind. Certainty means that at the ripe old age of 54, I have the world and life and God figured out. And that is a dangerous place to be at any age. Faith, on the other hand, is a willingness to follow Christ wherever he may lead. Faith is the response to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, whom we are celebrating particularly this season. Faith keeps my heart open. Faith takes certainty out of myself and puts it in Jesus Christ where it belongs. Faith has an opposite in unbelief. That is true. That is true. But it also has an opposite on the other side, which is my own certainty. And as sure as those first Alaskan missionaries had to leave everything behind in Russia, and as sure as Peter and Andrew and James and John had to leave behind their boats and their nets and even their father, even more so did these disciples have to leave behind their certainties of what they thought they knew for their faith in Jesus Christ, who is leading them to a higher life. Amen.